Welcome to Energy Matters, exploring awakening to your authentic self and finding purpose through mind, body, and soul. With your hosts, Cody Edner and David Gandelman. Brought to you by intuitivevision.net and groundedmind.com.
Hey, Energy Matters listeners, welcome back to another very special episode. Today, we've just got a duo. It is me and Cody. Hey, Cody.
Hey, David. Good to be here.
Great to be here with you once again. I am in Los Angeles, California at the moment, and Cody is in a secret location in Colorado.
That's right.
In a bunker near an Air Force base. Because he's very psychic and he's making predictions. I want to start today's podcast with a quote that I heard recently. I got to go to this amazing biohacking conference with Upgrade Labs and Bulletproof, if you know the company Bulletproof Coffee. I got to go to their conference here in Los Angeles, and there were some great speakers. And one of them said, Cody, his name is John Quick. He's a memory specialist. He sometimes teaches with Tony Robbins. And he said, if you break an egg from the outside, life ends. If you break an egg from the inside out, life begins. And I like to look at when we kind of have a spiritual awakening or moment of like a shift in consciousness as that breaking the egg from the inside out. And so what I'm trying to say, everyone listening to this, is Cody is like breaking out of his egg, and he's just like a little chick, and I have to milk him into being a healthy boy. And we're going to do that live on the podcast today.
My egg broke a long time ago.
Your egg broke back in the 1930s.
My egg scrambled.
1930s, yeah.
Well, the 80s.
There's another quote that I want to share from the author Elizabeth Gilbert, if you've ever read Eat, Pray, Love or just know who she is. The only people who don't have fear are psychopaths and babies, and I don't want to be either of those. I love that because we all have fear in life, and we think that having fear is some kind of invalidation. But when I was at this biohacking conference, Dave Asprey, who's kind of the keynote speaker and put on the conference, he mentioned a really important point. He said that biologically, we're all hooked up to have fear because fear is what keeps us from being eaten by lions, tigers, and bears and keeps us safe, right? The fear keeps us from dying. But nowadays, when we have fear, you know, we're afraid of getting fired, or we're afraid of, you know, being rejected in a relationship, or we're afraid of not having enough money, or we're afraid of not living up to our parents' standards. None of those fears are going to kill us. And yet the physiological response is the same, right? And deep down, fear means, oh my God, I can die. Or it means, oh my God, I'm not going to get the love I need from my parents. And back in the cave days, that means maybe also I'm going to die. So there's this deep physiological response to fear that all the quote unquote biohackers, hey, we're nerdy biohackers, yay. they're all hip on this idea that you have to learn to habitually work with and overcome your fear and become friends with it so it doesn't make you make decisions that aren't in your best interest. Because most growth happens when you overcome and work through fear.
You know, I love the idea that growth happens like habitually and based on that biology. What we try to do is to stabilize everything and get out of fear and make everything comfortable. And that kind of gets into the realm where everything is known. And the truth is that growth really happens just outside of our comfort zone. So as long as we're habitually just moving everything into trying to stay in our comfort zone, we're thwarting our own growth, right? We're kind of fighting against that movement where we find ourselves in that place that's going to cause us to grow, which is in just outside our comfort zone. But there's a caveat to that, which is that growth doesn't happen in our panic zone. So if we push ourselves too far outside our comfort zone into that zone of panic where the biology does kick in and survival takes over, then there is no growth at that point because survival is the main like focus of what we're trying to do. And growth happens somewhere between total safety and comfort and survival. And in that little zone, we call, I think it's just, we would call it being, we could call it the growth zone actually, but it is just outside our comfort zone where we are uncomfortable and that we are stirred up in a little bit of fear. Or a lot of times we, it might be an anxiousness of anticipation. And we, in our culture today, I see a lot of people fight against that and call it anxiety or fear, you know, or like as if there's something wrong to be in that place.
Yeah, I agree with you, Cody. Which reminds me, I forgot to mention something I wanted to mention when we started this episode, which is that if you're listening to this before May 1st, 2019, I'll be teaching a live 3-month course class called Living the Enlightened Life Series, where we're going to walk through a lot of the topics in life that we struggle with, like awakening to your spiritual path, you know, grounding your career and relationships, the energy of money. Like I decided, Cody, that me and you have been teaching all this very like woo-woo stuff for many years. We both run psychic schools, you might want to call them, intuitive training centers. How many people can we scare? we've done tons of healing work. So we work in these very ethereal realms with people, but the results are very practical. And obviously, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while or worked with me and Cody taking our classes, you know that we're not like super woo-woo, even though the topics that we teach like are. And I think that if you really want your spirituality to work for you, you have to incorporate it and bring it into your everyday life. Like you have to infuse it into your relationships, into your career, into your creativity. And that side of things, from my experience, like living in Los Angeles, there's so much ungrounded, like, I'm a professional healer. Woo! Like everyone's just having sex with each other, or like it's just like, oh, I don't have any money, but you know, everything will manifest. Can I live on your couch? Kind of energy. Or people talk a lot about the heart. Everything's the heart, but really it's like this second chakra lust thing. And I'm not saying any of that's, you know, right or wrong, but it turns a lot of people off from spirituality who otherwise might really benefit from some of the meditation tools. And I've been teaching this class at it's called the Den Meditation Studio here in LA. And a lot of people, they work in music or movies, or they're creatives in some way, or finance, and they come in for their first meditation class ever. And they come into my class, which is called Psychic. And I'm teaching all of this stuff, but in a practical way. And I've just really been enjoying that side of things. So I wanted to take this episode, it's going to be a shorter episode for me and Cody, to just talk about how we can incorporate that spiritual side of ourselves into our lives and not just like have it like this separate thing, you know, which like I do my meditation in the morning and then I go be an asshole at my finance job and then I come back and I do my meditation. If you're listening and that's you, stop it.
And that has always been, I think, a part of the spiritual practice that we come out of, which is that it has to be grounded in reality and be practical in some sense to have any real value, right? Because anybody can go off into that outer world where people would call it woo-woo, or maybe it's just all about the heart or love, but it's not about being an integrated whole person. And I think the spirituality that you and I strive to highlight in the podcast and that we teach directly to people that make it into our classroom, it's about integrating the spirituality into you as the whole person and into the world.
Yeah.
And ultimately, even if we're talking about being, you know, psychic, which gets out on the outer fringes, or maybe tapping into our intuition, all of that's usually geared towards creating a better life for yourself, becoming a better person in the world, and ultimately having success.
Yeah.
And that would be the goal. And success, whatever that means for you, I mean, we don't define success so much as realize that when a person is deeply connected with that inner self and then living their life from that standpoint, that they tend to create an authentic life that they could call a success. And that would be our hope, I think, for anybody moving in this direction.
Absolutely. And honestly, I'm just going to say this, but I think it can be painful to bring your spirituality into your everyday life because, like, say you've got some issues in relationship space or with money. To bring spirituality into that means to bring awareness into it. Mm-hmm. And when you start to bring awareness into something that's not reconciled, you hit the resistance and the pain that's kept that space frozen and from manifesting, or you hit the programming or the limitations that say, like, I can't have as much money as I need to feel fulfilled and happy. I can't have the right partner that works for me, or the right career, the right creative energy. So we hit limitations, and then a lot of us, we like unconsciously don't go there in our meditations. So then meditation becomes about sitting in peaceful stillness. And I'm just like blissed out, like, ah, having such a good meditation. But when I work with one-on-one with people, what I find is they've got all these pockets of pain and resistance, and bringing your awareness, which spirituality and everyday living for me is bringing your awareness into those pockets that are unreconciled and starting to look at those emotions and those energies that are a bit stuck and that need healing. And then as you start to heal those, which can, in part of that can be feeling some of the pain that's in there. Like, for example, if you've got regret and disappointment and you're like, oh, I don't want to go there. Well, then you're never going to get past it to what's on the other side of it. And we don't know. Like, sometimes you might be on step 7 out of 9 and you're like, well, I failed 7 times or 8 times and it just isn't working. I'm not getting an answer. And then we bail and we're like, 80% of the way there. We're so close. I think whether it's in business or in anything in life, the key to success is persistence. And that includes spirituality. Like this, I mean, if you take the story of the Buddha, he sat for years and meditated. Mm-hmm. He sat under a tree. He starved himself. You know, there's a relentless persistence. Relentless persistence. And in meditation, it's the same way. For me, like if I'm stuck on something, Cody, I've had times where I've sat for 4 or 5 hours meditating because there was just something that I was like, I'm going to stare at this and I'm going to sit with it until it shifts because I'm a stubborn, persistent bastard. And if it doesn't shift, I'm going to blame Cody.
Yeah, I think there is a real truth in that not only the persistence part, but the looking at those things that maybe are somewhat painful or we don't want to look at. I find in spiritual pursuit and growth that oftentimes we end up having to look at those things that we've previously decided not to look at or to ignore. And so we have to decide again. We have to make a new decision for ourselves if we're going to create growth and live a spiritual life, that we're going to look at these things because I already decided, no, I don't want to look at that. And that's where it got stuck. That's where it got left in a place that's not resolved or in a place that is maybe somewhat of denial. And I have to break through that somehow. So having some tools, having some techniques, having a group to gather with, all those things are helpful in starting to look at those things that we previously said, no, I don't want to look at that.
Having Cody as your counselor and healer. what's your phone number? Hold on. No. I want to text Cody for a healer.
Just contact our podcast administrator people.
Do you still take clients?
I do.
Yeah, you do?
For sure.
Absolutely. All right, email Cody. Email Cody if you want to.
Yeah, email David. That's funny.
I shy away. I work with clients all the time.
Yeah, I work with clients all the time.
You do a lot.
We tend to take students, right? That's the better place of where we are, yeah. Is that we're here with a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience to teach people on how to start to live this kind of a life that's maybe more awakened to energy and a little bit more active in kind of working that side of life and bringing it into our consciousness and our reality.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a, it's a process.
I've gotten a lot real, like more and more into, like I have a healing from heartbreak and relationships course that I made, and I've been doing like entrepreneurship coaching, and I've gotten really into those very, very practical side of things that like I've struggled with in the past. Mm-hmm. Because for me, like I said, I'll sit for 4 or 5 hours and stare at something. And so when I had heartbreak and when I was like, how do I build my business? Like I was like, well, why is my spirituality over here? And then all of these issues over there, and they're not getting reconciled. I got to figure this out. And so there was more to the story than sitting in an ashram in India. And when I started doing that, I realized, oh man, I have to grow up and become a person living in the world. What a pain in the ass that is. And I need some more tools. And so like Cody's, I mean, you've worked with a lot more people than I have, but I've also worked with tons of people, and they don't come to me just being like, can you tell me that David, the nature of reality? And then I'm like, yeah, it's consciousness. And then they're like, okay, well, thanks. And then they're gone. It's, wow, that was easy. Oh, it's usually much more like, man, I had this heartbreak and I've been stuck for 6 months or a year and I can't shake it. Or, yeah, I'm just not in the place I want to be in life. How do I shift that? And then we have to get under the hood, look at the wiring, see where the pain is, and start to rework the energy so that the outer life can reflect the inner life. Because the outer life always reflects the inner life.
Right.
And we're always in denial about what we're really going through. So then when we're in denial, we can't change the outer life.
Yeah. And it's very much about recognizing that that inner life and the energetic life and the kind of mental map that we carry is what creates that outer experience, and that we have to start to change that, which is the breaking of the egg, right? The inner egg is starting to change those things that if we're wanting to create something, we might end up calling blocks. But at some point, those blocks are what we created to cope with something that was going on, right? So we have to get past many things that were, you know, created in some way. By yeah. us oftentimes, you know, so we have to evolve beyond who we were. And that's the tough part, I think, of spiritual growth is that letting go and reconciling of, you know, absolutely. Where we've been.
Yeah. Absolutely. What have you been noticing any trends with your clients recently?
I don't know if I would say trends. I guess there is a common thing that seems to be happening in the world, which is everything is so stirred up right now, and everything seems to be, you know, both opening up on one angle and falling apart in another way, that everybody seems to be, a lot of people losing their sense of connection or grounding, like really feeling kind of overwhelmed and scattered by the world right now. That seems to be
blame everything on Donald Trump.
Right. But it was happening before him. I think he's just an expression of that kind of discontent and of that energy that's really stirred up as we're in this really big transition. And I think it is a spiritual transition of an awakening that's happening. We're trying to reorder our world through maybe we're coming into a new worldview. In fact, recently on the podcast, we talked to someone about that very idea of this worldview shifting and that paradigm shift that's happening, and how really it's an inner shift that is happening to many, many people.
Yeah. I want to share a story that I heard at this conference that John, I believe his name is John Quick, K-W-I-K, shared, this memory teacher. And I shared this with my entrepreneurship students. He said that I can't remember the country, but he's in an Eastern European country, maybe Romania or somewhere like that, and giving a talk at a power plant. I hope I have this story totally right. And the power went out, and like hundreds of employees are like, oh no. And they call in a consultant expert to get the power back on. And there's like dozens and dozens of these columns with all of these panels and wires and screws. It could take freaking years to find out where the issue is. And this guy comes in, he goes up to one panel opens it up, you know, one column, one panel, opens it up, finds a wire, finds a screw, changes the screw, the entire power plant turns back on, and everyone cheers, yay! And the head of the power plant goes, how much do I owe you? Guy goes, $10,000. And the head of the power plant is like, $10,000? What? Give me an itemized, you know, receipt, invoice. How could it be so much? It just took you like a minute. The guy writes out an invoice, changing screw, $1. Knowing which screw to change, $9,999. I think I bring that up because a lot of us, we close our eyes in meditation and we think it has to be this endlessly long, hard process. Anything worth gaining is really hard. And sometimes we sit, we close our eyes, and we come up on an energy, and just with the right nuanced approach, it's like, boom, like something shifts, you know? It's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be this grueling process all the time. It can be an evolving and an awakening to your next level of intelligence, and then living a smarter life. So on the very practical level, if you're wasting an hour every morning doing something that's not benefiting you, if you're eating food that's making you feel depressed, like if you're taking too much sugar, too much meat, too much caffeine, you know, if you're hanging out with people whose energy is negative and you're absorbing it, if you're not living the purposeful life that you want to live, then you're really fighting this uphill battle. When I was at this conference, they had like $500,000 of machines, like lymphatic drainage, cryogenics, molecular hydrogen therapy, you name it. I did it all. It was so cool. I did it all on a Saturday, Cody, and I woke up on a Sunday and I had to go teach a meditation class, and I like levitated out of my bed. I was so happy and excited, and I sprung out of bed at 7 a.m. on a Sunday, and I was like, why do I feel so energized? And it was because these biohackers had fed me like really quality food and had me on all these machines, and all you need is $500,000 of things. But maybe you don't. Maybe you're someone, you do cryogenics, cryotherapy for a week, an hour, a few minutes a week, and that does it for you. Or maybe you just spend $40 extra on protein bars with low sugar that help. Maybe you spend a little money on doing a relationships course, you know, that like just gets you the one piece of information you didn't have, or you pay for a coach or a healer to help you with something. I recently was working with someone, and I was guiding them, and I made a suggestion that they shouldn't do this one thing, and they didn't listen, and it cost them like $100,000. So, you know, I think there are ways where we can just like set ourselves up for success, and then our meditation becomes easier and more valuable, and it's just easier to feel like we're making progress in life. And even for me, like I've been in the wellness field forever doing this kind of work. There's so much I just learned in like 3 days that I didn't know that totally helped me start to get to the next level. So I could work less hard and produce more, you know, changing that one screw. So what is your one screw? What's your one screw, Cody?
Well, there is one paradigm shift I think that makes me think of, especially in our kind of internal world. And it's kind of, we live in this culture of looking for an answer, and we're just like pursuing an answer outside of ourselves and pursuing, you know, the right next thing that we need to have this answer that will solve the problem. And I think when you start to get into a meditative mind and turn inward, you start to realize that really it's more about finding the right question. What's the right question for myself that sets me on the path? You know, what am I really looking for? Not from that standpoint of solving my problems, but of really getting connected with what I truly desire or want inwardly. And that's more of a question than an answer that you have to ask repeatedly. And that's where like having a class to go to, like what's the one you're going to be doing about living the enlightened life or the spiritual life? Yeah. It's like each week you're kind of exploring a question that you lead people into looking at. So whether it's about relationships or what it means to have your own business or be a success, or, you know, be connected with your body or whatever. Those are all ultimately meditative questions that we need to explore to find out. That's where we find our own answer. And we're bringing it back to that. I think that's the biggest thing in my mind, is to get out of this idea that there's some answer out there and I just need the answer, versus, no, I need to make sure I'm kind of connected inside myself, asking the right questions.
Yeah.
And then those answers just come to me. I don't have to find them outside there, you know, outside in the world per se. Sometimes I'm led to them. Sometimes I find that answer within. But if I'm not asking the right question, then I'm not really going in the right direction. I think that's a lot of times we're not aligned in a way where we're asking the right questions for ourselves. I think Picasso said, brings us back to that, though.
Yeah, I think Picasso said, computers will always be able to give us answers, but not ask the right questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's some real truth in that. Yeah, there's definitely some real truth in that.
There was a guy this weekend. God, what is his name? I'm looking for it right now. He has this thing called the X pill. It's a purple pill. Originally, it was red. He took the idea from the Matrix, you know, the blue pill, the red pill.
Right.
Pill. Do you want reality? And
isn't purple, red, and blue together?
Well, I think maybe that's what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? His name's Robbie. I'm looking for it. And he basically what he does is he takes somebody, and he did this on stage. He asked him, what is it that you want to create? And they'll say something like, this one guy said, I want my gym business to like take off and expand. Like I want to have lots of gyms all over the country. And he was like, okay, why do you want that? And he's holding this purple pill, and they're like, to help people. He goes, why do you want to help people? Because if I help people, that'll be good. And he's like, why do you really want to help people? And it's like, I would like recognition. Oh, well, why do you want recognition? Because then I'll feel powerful and loved. Oh, so then he goes, well, what if you could feel powerful and loved and not help people? Because that's what you really want.
So yeah.
I want you to swallow this pill and just feel that power and love. Own it and have it now. And then go help people. But if you go help people because you want something from them, you want that power and love from them, then you're going to warp that creation. And so with the right intention, swallow this pill. It's just a placebo, right? There's nothing in it.
Sure.
It's a brown rice pill. But it was so powerful to watch that happen. It was really, really cool. So his website is just xpill.com. And I liked it. I watched this whole thing go down. I was like, whoa, he just tore through all of that facade this guy was saying.
And got right asked the right question.
He just asked the right question.
They already had the answer. Oh, here's my answer, right? But it wasn't right.
Yeah. It was super cool. So, I don't know, in my journey recently, I've been really focusing on like getting my business aligned with what I'm teaching, getting my health aligned so that I can, you know, there was a time I could barely sit and meditate, Cody, because my knees hurt so bad from ice hockey.
Oh.
Playing ice hockey and my shoulder. And I was like, wow. And I started to see these doctors at Parsley Health, which me and Cody love, awesome medical practice. And they were like, David, you're suffering from inflammation. And I was like, you're suffering from yeah, Cody. And so I had to start taking supplements and eating better and stretching a lot, doing a lot of yoga, so I could even sit and meditate in the way that I wanted to, because I was just ignoring my body, because I was like, I'll just meditate my way into success and into happiness, and that's part of it, but it's not everything. You know, if you're meditating all day and your partner is like, hey, let's go for a walk, and you're like, I can't, I'm meditating, that's not going to be a very healthy relationship. So I decided I'm going to teach this 3-month class. I want us to meet. We're going to meet every week for an hour. We're going to look at every aspect of our personal lives, and we're going to incorporate the energy work and the meditation to find out where we're blocked, where we're stuck, where we can take it to the next level, where we can unlock that $1 million idea or that limitation that's kept us from having a relationship or happiness, so that we can really, really live a fulfilled life. So that is the goal. That is the goal. That's the goal every time I sit and meditate, hopefully on one level or another, is to deepen into purpose. Mm-hmm. And I get so excited about it. Like, let's look at things inside of ourselves and shift. I don't know why I get excited about that.
I don't know how spirituality has become geeky, but you can turn it into something nerdy, right?
It's so funny because when I started meditating at 16, meditating was not freaking cool. It was right. Not cool. My friends were like, you loser. And all of you guys who I went to high school with who are now listening, who are like meditators now, you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Just recently, and maybe he's listening, a friend of mine who is one of the, he's a big college football coach and captained the football team in high school, quarterback, popular dude, you know, that the whole thing, reached out to me recently. It was like, love you, the work you're teaching really helps me. I was like, what? He's like, maybe you can come to the, I don't want to say where it is, but it's one of the biggest football schools. Maybe you can, at some point, you can come teach the team. And it was just incredible to hear that. Like, that never would have happened a decade ago. So there has been a shift in the consciousness with that. It's really cool to see. And now that I teach at this place in Los Angeles, it's like the cool thing to do is come meditate and then everyone sits and has tea after. What the F happened to our society? Good for me.
It's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But who would have thunk, you know? Who would have ever thought that that's where it was going?
And now yoga retreats are the thing. Everyone and their mother is doing a yoga retreat every freaking week.
Yep.
Which, by the way, Cody, we have to do another retreat.
I know. That was so fun. That was such
if you're listening to this and you want to come on a retreat, email us where you would like to go on a retreat to, and we'll see if we can make it happen.
Yeah.
So on that note, we wanted to make this a shorter episode, just a little bit of inspiration. And I wanted to mention the class that I have coming up that I wanted you guys to come to. If you want to sit and meditate, it's Wednesday nights at 6 Pacific. If you can't be there live, you get the download of every class, get to keep it forever. It's called Living the Enlightened Life Series. And me and Cody just really appreciate you guys listening every episode. The audience has been growing. We're in the thousands every episode. It's been so cool. And it's great.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Getting feedback from you all and on Insight Timer. One major ask, if you get a chance on iTunes, rate it. Just write a review like, David, you're so good at this. Cody, you're all right. Yeah. He was like, what?
David, I love you so much.
Which one's Cody and which one's David?
Yeah.
Both of you guys need counseling, but thanks.
Yeah. But rating it, reviews, that is important on iTunes, actually.
It helps people find the podcast.
Does help.
Any other nuggets of wisdom you want to add before we go, Cody?
No, I think that's it. I think we kind of just hopefully inspired people to start to search a little bit more and maybe hopefully take a step towards deepening the practice, which, of course, you know, our niche in the practice is meditation and energy awareness. There's lots of other things out there that go into living kind of an awakened life and taking care of yourself in that way and validating yourself in that way. But I think the foundation to me has always had to be meditation, that time where you get quiet with yourself and turn inward. And then that what flows out of that is, to me, is the rest of it. That's always been my take.
Yeah, that reminds me, before we finish, so I was at this conference with Bulletproof, and Dave Asprey, the founder of Bulletproof Coffee, he does the last talk at the end of the conference, and he goes, let's just do a final meditation. He walks us through this, like, kind of boring box breathing where you hold for 4 seconds.
Oh, right.
And then he goes, now I want you to feel that you are enough. And we're sitting there at the very end of the conference, and I'm thinking, like, really, this is how we're going to end? And then he goes, no, I'm just fucking kidding. Stand up. He goes, you're more than just enough. Are you kidding? You're amazing. And it's just like this, like, get the fuck up and live your life. And I love that. That was really cool. It took a lot of the audience by surprise. I'm like, oh, he's right. So to finish off, if you break an egg from the outside in, it dies. If you break it from the inside out, life begins. So have a breakthrough. Get out there. Do something. Live on purpose. And share what you got with the rest of the world. Thank you all for listening. We will see you on the next episode of the Energy Matters podcast. As always, you can watch us on YouTube, listen on iTunes, Spotify, and pretty much everywhere else. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Energy Matters podcast with Cody Edner and David Gandelman. Brought to you by intuitivevision.net and groundedmind.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud.com.